Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, and we're going straight into a resampling first workflow for that classic jungle, old school DNB rewind or pull up moment. The pirate radio, tape deck vibe, dusty texture, pitch dive, the crowd goes up, and then you slam right back into the drop like nothing happened. The whole point here is speed and control. We're going to print the moment, warp it like tape using repitch, add wear and dust with stock devices, and then actually compose the impact with timing, silence, and a clean re-entry. This is not just an effect, this is an arrangement event. Before we touch anything, decide what rewinds in your world. In a lot of classic pull-ups, it's mainly the break and the hype that rewind, while the sub drops out. That's not just style, it's practical. If your bass is doing complex phase stuff, pitching it down can get messy fast and steal impact from the drop. So you can absolutely build this so it's drums plus music rewinding, bass muted, and then the sub returns clean on the one. Alright, let's set up routing like a pro, so resampling doesn't wreck your mix. First, make three groups. Drums, bass, and music slash effects. If you already have groups, great, just make sure you can route them cleanly. Now here's the advanced move. Create a premaster bus. Make a new audio track called premaster. Route the outputs of your drums, bass, and music slash FX groups to premaster instead of directly to master. Then set premaster output to master. Why do we do this? Because your master might have a limiter, loudness chain, or look ahead stuff that will pump weirdly when the pitch dives. The rewind can trigger limiters in ugly ways, especially when low end drops in pitch. Premaster gives you a controlled place to blue lightly, and you can even keep the rewind effect out of the final limiter if you want to. On premaster, use a subtle chain. Keep it gentle. Blue compressor at about 1.5 to 1, attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then saturator with soft clip-on, drive 1 to 3 dB, and EQ 8, high pass around 25 to 30 Hz, and if it's boxy, a tiny dip around 300. The idea is disciplined and steady, not mastered. Now create an audio track called Print Rewind. Set audio from to premaster if you did the premaster routing. If you didn't, you can do master, but premaster is cleaner. Set monitor to off, and arm the track. Quick coach note, if you're running any latency-heavy devices, your printed audio might land slightly late. If you've ever resampled and felt like transients don't line up, that's why. A fast check is to print one bar of dry drums and compare the transient to the original. If it's late, you can nudge the clip start or simplify the chain while printing. Now, choose the moment you want to rewind. Classic move, the last one bar before the drop. At 174 BPM, that's plenty. Two bars can work, but it can also kill momentum if you don't have a musical reason. Jungle pull-ups are usually tight. In arrangement view, loop that one bar region. Hit record, and print into print rewind. When you're done, consolidate the recorded audio. Command J or Control J, rename it something like rewind source 174 BPM. And here's a detail that matters more than people think. The start transient. Before you consolidate, you want the clip to start on a clear anchor like a snare crack or a kick, something the ear recognizes rhythmically. If the first sample is a smeary cymbal wash, the rewind reads less like DJ grabbed the deck, and more like random effect happened. So nudge your loop start if you need to, get a clean transient, then consolidate. Now we warp it like tape. Open the clip view for your rewind source clip. Turn warp on. Set the segment BPM to match the project. And for warp mode, this is the key. Choose repitch. Repitch means when time changes, pitch changes, like tape or a turntable. That's the whole illusion. If you use beats mode, it'll chop your transients and it won't dive like a deck. So repitch, always, for this. Align the clip to the grid. Put 1.1.1 at the transient that marks the start of your bar. And try not to sprinkle warp markers everywhere. Overwarping causes weird timing artifacts. Minimal markers. Clean alignment. Now we make the actual rewind move. I'll give you two methods, and you should build both at least once, because they feel different in an arrangement. Method 1 is fast and musical. Transposition automation. Duplicate the printed clip to a new audio track called Rewind FX. Loop on. Set loop length to 1 bar, maybe 2 if you want a bigger moment. In clip view, go to the envelopes box. Choose clip, then transposition. Now draw a pitch curve, start at 0 semitones, then ramp down to minus 12 semitones over about half a bar. If you want extra drama, keep falling to around minus 19 by the end of the bar. But here's the big teacher note. Automation shape matters more than the destination value. A straight, Linear ramp often sounds synthetic, like a plugin doing math. A real pull-up has hand feel. It's slower at first, then it accelerates as the motor fights and you yank it. So draw an easing curve, gentle at the top, steeper toward the end. In live, exaggerate the curvature more than you think. Tiny curve changes can instantly sell it. You can add a touch of detune automation too. Clip detune, maybe minus 10 to minus 30 cents toward the end. It gives instability. And if you want that grab deck moment, automate utility gain on the rewind FX track. Dip the level slightly right at the end, like the platter gets clamped. Don't overdo it. A couple dB is enough to suggest the stop. Timing. The rewind often hits best when it starts on 4.1.1, the last bar before the drop, and the drop returns clean on 1.1.1. Think like a DJ. Method 2 is more rewind Y, reverse plus repitch zip. Duplicate your printed clip again and name it rewind reverse. In clip view, hit reverse. Keep warp mode on repitch. Now shorten the clip to a fast zip. Try a half bar or a quarter bar. Add a tiny fade in, like 2 to 8 milliseconds, so it doesn't click. Then pitch it down. Transpose minus 7 to minus 12 semitones is a good zone. This gives you that ripping, tearing rewind that feels very old school, especially if you follow it with a blackout. You can even do a two-stage rewind for extra crowd energy, a tiny 1/8 bar mini zip, a micro pause, then the full one bar pull up. That fake out into the real one gets a double reaction without making the section longer. Now we'd add tape dust. This is where the vibe becomes believable. On your rewind FX track, build a stock device chain. Start with EQ8. High pass around 30 to 50 HC, fairly steep. This is important. If you saturate and pitch dive sump heavy content, your low end can turn into a blurry mess and your limiter starts panicking. So clean the lows a bit. Optionally, do a gentle low pass around 12 to 16 KHC for that older tape top end roll off. And if you want that cardboard radio body, a tiny wide boost around 200 HC can help. Next, saturator. Drive around 3 to 7 dB depending on material. Soft clip on. If the brake starts losing definition, back off drive and let the next devices do the character. Optional. Pedal in overdrive mode. Drive maybe 10 to 20%. Tone slightly darker, around 40 to 50%. Subtle. DNB needs impact, not mush. Then auto filter, low pass mode, and automate the cutoff during the rewind. Start maybe around 14 kHz and sweep down to somewhere like 2 to 5 kHz by the end. Resonance low, around 0.2 to 0.4, because if it whistles, it stops sounding like tape and starts sounding like EDM filter tricks. For wow and flutter illusion, add chorus ensemble. Keep it barely there, amount 5 to 15%, rate 0.15 to 0.40 Hz, mix 10 to 25%. You're not making a chorus sound, you're making instability. And then hybrid reverb, short dirty room, decay maybe 0.4 to 0.9 seconds, pre-delay near zero, mix 6 to 15%. Darken the reverb with the built-in filter, low pass around 6 to 9 kHz. This creates that booth, room, air vibe without washing out the groove. If you want an extra realistic trick in Live 12, use the LFO device. Map it subtly to chorus ensemble amount and also to auto filter frequency. Use a flutter rate around 4 to 7 HC with tiny depth. Then automate the LFO amount higher during the last half of the rewind so the instability speeds up right as the deck loses it. That's the part that makes people go, wait, that sounded like hardware. Now, literal dust. Add a separate noise track. Create an audio or a MIDI track called tape noise. Drop operator on it. Set the oscillator to noise. Turn the filter on and low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Amp envelope. Sustain full. Short release so it stops clean. Add auto pan. Rate 0.08 to 0.2 Hz. Amount 15 to 30%. Phase 180 degrees so it drifts wide. Then add redux very lightly. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5 and keep bit reduction at zero or barely any. You want crackle vibe, not destroyed audio. Optional but recommended. Sidechain the noise so it breathes behind the brakes. Put compressor on tape noise. Sidechain input from drums. Ratio 2 to 1. Fast attack. Medium release. And aim for maybe 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Now the dust sits behind the rhythm instead of fighting it. And automate tape noise so it only rises during the rewind moment. Here's a key move. Let the noise lean into the drop. Bring it up during the pull-up. Then cut it abruptly right before 1.1.1. That contrast makes the drop sound cleaner and heavier than it really is. Now, composition. This is the secret sauce. A rewind extension, then pull up, then a micro blackout, then the slam. 2 bars before the drop, start building tension. Add a jungle fill, snare rush, toms, cymbal choke, whatever fits your tune. Pull the bass down for space. Sometimes I'll automate bass utility gain down to -3, or even all the way out if I want the rewind to feel like the DJ is spotlighting the break. Then the rewind bar. Either mute your main drums and bass and let the printed clip be the whole sound, or let your printed clip contain the drums and music, while the original tracks drop out. The key is, it should feel like one unified thing getting pulled, not two different worlds playing at once. Add a low-level vocal tag if you've got one. Rewind, pull it up, select a, keep it tucked. It's seasoning, not the meal. Now the most important tiny moment, the dead air. Cut everything for 1/8 or 1/4 bar right before the drop. Silence is what makes the restart feel violent, but make the silence intentional, not empty. Leave a tiny room tail or a filtered noise bed that stops exactly at the drop. That micro bed keeps it feeling live without stealing impact. On 1.1.1, slam back in with clean drums and bass. Consider a first hit only layer, a crash, a sub thump, a little mechanical stop thunk right at the blackout point, then the drop hits. That one-shot impact makes it feel like the DJ physically restarted the system.